Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
News Radio 930 WBEN. It's Tom Bowerly and David Bellavia. It's Bowerly and Bellavia on News Radio 930 WBEN.
So we're going to get into Columbus Day in just a little bit here, but we got some people calling in about Ellicottville, Fall Fest, and the local entertainment scene. If you are one of my many, many, many friends in the local music scene, and you want to call in with your thoughts on what I've been talking about the past hour or so, you guys are the experts. I'm simply a consumer, unless I happen to be playing with one of the 80 bands nice enough to have me on stage. 803-0930 is the phone number, star 930 on the cell phone, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Let's go to Matt in Amherst, another Amherstonian who went to Fall Fest. Matt, welcome. You're on WBEN.
Hey, how you doing?
Happy Canadian Thanksgiving, sir.
Yeah, absolutely. I just had a couple things to weigh in on Fall Fest. We've been going for probably about 6 years now. Used to do the whole drive-up midday Saturday thing, which just was terrible. There's a group of us, about 18 to 20 people every year that go. We get a giant house in the woods about 10, 15 minutes from town, bring all the food we need, all the beer, all the booze, everything we need for the whole weekend, and we're set. The problem is we have to get downtown. Some people like to go out, you know, Friday night, Saturday night, which a handful of us do. This year, all of us went out on Friday night. And getting a cab or an Uber was next to impossible.
Oh, I can imagine. And your house, I guess it isn't within easy walking distance of downtown or Main Street, Ellicottville?
We're a 15-minute drive from Ellicottville.
Oy.
Which is nice for us because, you know, we're out in the woods. Nobody's bothering us. We can do whatever we want, do our thing. But the amount of extortion and fake, I hate to say fake, but the non-licensed cab drivers is unbelievable. They, on the way there, they charge us, okay, $20, $25, and we got two or three cabs to take us all down there. To get back, this guy says, oh, yeah, I'll take you, no problem. You know, you say how much, and $60 to get back.
Oh.
The gouging is outrageous because they know you can't get another ride. You can't get an Uber because it's so busy.
I never thought about that. I'm not sure what the DMV or I'm not sure what branch of law would cover the regulation of people who are operating as a livery service. But, I mean, $60 for a 15-minute drive is confiscatory and piratical.
Yes. And that's basically it. Other than that, we have a great time every year.
Wait, is this the first year you have noticed the gouging with the people offering the rides?
I would say this is probably our second year noticing that.
Wow. Any thought maybe next year of getting a room a little closer to town? In other words, spend a little bit more money to get closer to town, and then you won't be spending the money to to get back and forth.
Or the reality is we just don't go out. You know,
yeah, but that defeats the whole purpose of Fall Fest.
Right.
But, I mean, there's nothing like hanging out with your friends and the people you love and to whom you're the closest.
Right. That's it.
All right, brother. Thanks very much. I appreciate the call.
Thank you. Bye.
Hey, anybody else who went to Fall Fest, anybody else have the problem with the unlicensed, unregulated drivers who charged you an arm and a leg for a quick jaunt? I mean, $60 is a little much. I have Ubered from my house in Williamsville to the Armor Inn on several occasions, and it has never cost me $60 to do it one way. No way. Here is John. Oh, somebody said, you were partying for 8 hours and you drove home. Yes, I partied for 8 hours and I drove home. In the 8 hours, I had, let's see, three Southern Comforts on the rocks early, I think I had a couple of pudding shots early, very low alcohol pudding shots, and the rest of the night just had Pepsi. So, yes, I was completely 100% sober, not even impaired in any way, shape, or form, except my ears rang a little bit. Here is John in North Tonawanda. John, welcome. You're on Bowerly in Bellevue.
Hey, Tom. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Thank you. You're kind.
Yes. So you mentioned earlier in the broadcast about, was it the one bar you went to where they had a section where you can just go up to the bar and order your drinks and there's no bar stools?
Yes, this was yesterday. And I'll, for those who weren't listening, there was a huge birthday party for a fella at the Rain Tree Bar and Grill in Tonawanda. The place was absolutely mobbed because there were like 10 or 12 performers and bands playing. Like every half hour, they'd switch sides and switch stages. And what the manager, Joe, did, he set aside a corner of the bar with a big sign on it saying, walk up service only, bar stools will be moved. And you know what? Everybody was able to promptly get drinks.
Yes, and along the same lines, you know, mobbed is the correct word. What about for women's bathrooms? It's always a long line. Why don't they just open it up to anybody for both sides? Efficiency.
Yeah, I'm not, to be honest with you, I'm not comfortable with that. I shut the door at home when I'm alone if I'm going to pee. I don't want women in the men's room under any auspices any more than I would want to go into the woman's room. I mean, if you or I were to walk into a women's room, we would probably have some questions to answer at the police, or maybe some angry husbands or boyfriends might decide that we don't really need all of our teeth.
True.
But, I mean, look, I would say that we definitely, we can put people on the moon, and we're talking about colonizing Mars. It seems to me that public venues ought to get with the times and make sure that the women's rooms have twice as many facilities as the men's rooms do.
Hey, that sounds like a good compromise, actually. I like that.
No, I have often wondered about that because obviously the plumbing and the biology and the practicalities are totally different. And it isn't fair that women have these ridiculously long lines. And if you have like two urinals and a stall in a men's room, seems to me you ought to have at least five stalls in the woman's room.
I agree. Well, hey, thank you for taking my call. This is something that I've had arguments with my my friends and coworkers constantly, and it is a problem, and nobody addresses it. Thank
well,
you.
Yeah, and we've talked in previous shows. You know, I've mentioned that one of my pet peeves is the women who come into the men's room. I'm sorry, I do not feel comfortable with that. You know, I'm despite having some German heritage, there are just some places I draw the line. It is 17 minutes after 4 at News Radio 930 WBEN. The phone number, you want to get in on this, and I got a lot of people in the local music industry who are very dear friends of mine. If you want to offer your thoughts, you guys are the experts, and the phone number to get on the air is 644-9875, 644-9875. The 4 o'clock cash code word is CAP, C-A-P. We even spelled it in everything at the top of the hour, C-A-P, what you would wear on your head, like a baseball cap, C-A-P. Text it to 72881, 72881, and you may find yourself winning $1,000 from News Radio 930 WBEN. So it is Canadian Thanksgiving. That's why you're seeing a lot of the Ontario plates today. And it is also, of course, Columbus Day here in the United States. So I want to get into that in just a few minutes. I just want to put out one more call on this particular topic because it is one that is near and dear to my heart, and I think near and dear to the hearts of thousands of people listening because you are the people I run into when I go out. Ellicottville, were you at Fall Fest? Will you go again? Is it just too crowded in Ellicottville to have a good time for Fall Fest? And if you live in Ellicottville, is Fall Fest something that you welcome as an influx of outside cash? Or is it more disruptive than it is worth? And for those of you who organized the various festivals and lawn fetes around Western New York, given all of the competition, and especially, guys, in the spring and summer and early fall, given all of the competition, do you find that it is harder and harder to attract people because people have so many options? Because it is entirely possible that you can have a concert going on in downtown Buffalo at the same time as you've got music on the canal in the Tonawandas, at the same time as you've got music going on at the River Grill, at the same time as you have music going on at Banchetti's, at the same time as your lawn fete is going on. And one of the things, if you're just joining us, one of the things that I've noticed, and this is, you know, how I spend my leisure hours with my dear friends and my extended friends who basically have become family, is that some of the venues aren't drawing like they used to, and I attribute that to the fact that people have so many options and everybody's chasing the same nickels and dimes. Let's go to, I think this is the man of the hour. This is Jim in Cheektowaga on WBEN. Is this Jim Kadrina?
This is him, man. Tom, how you doing?
Hey, Jim, how are you? We've got to stop hanging out so much.
Yeah, that's right. Good job. Yeah, we had a lot of fun last night, man.
You know, just comparing it to the fun that we could have had in Ellicottville, your 60th birthday party at the Rain Tree was epic. It was a day for the ages. Got there at 1 o'clock, left at 9 o'clock, and everybody had a phenomenal time.
It was a great time. Kudos out to the Rain Tree. They did a superb job. They took care of us. They took care of the customers. It was just phenomenal. They had enough area. They were able to feed people and everything. So kudos out to the Rain Tree Bar and Grill and Tonawanda there. They did a fantastic job.
I cannot say enough about Joe Dryja, and who is, I guess, the manager at the Rain Tree, and the forethought that he put into it, Jim. And as you know, I mean, Jim, by the way, is one of my dearest friends. Jim is one of those friends who has become like family. We have an extended family which consists literally of dozens of people, and we always go out together, and we always do things together, and we just have the best time with each other. And it really is like a wolf pack family. And, you know, Jim, it was so easy yesterday because of the planning at the Rain Tree to get drinks. I love the idea of bar stools will be moved. This is walk up service only.
That's, you know, that's one of my biggest complaints going out to any venues where there's large crowds. It just bothers me all the time when they have bar stools and you just can't get to the bar just to get a drink. Even a glass of water is a chore.
Yes.
Never liked that.
And, you know, what was also great, and we'll talk about this because maybe some other places can learn from this, the fact that the Rain Tree opened up the doors, had an outside area for the smokers and the vapors, had delicious hot dogs and hamburgers, and had a couple of stations where people who just wanted bottled drinks, bottled beer, could get that.
Yes, that was great, too. And kudos out to our friend Bill Mason for putting this all together. He did a phenomenal job.
Bill Mason, the puller of the strings. Bill Mason is the job he did, and Gary Johnston, I think, as well, yeah. In setting up your 60th birthday party was, I'm going to use the word again, absolutely epic. And Jim, the performers you had at your party, I mean, I know we're kind of talking about Ellicottville, but yeah. One of the reasons I didn't go, in addition to the traffic, was I needed to be at your party. I cannot believe the amount of musical talent that Western New York has.
Yes, if I could name the bands and the solo artists, Reset the Vinyl, Jamie Holka, Double Shot, Tom Bender, 55 Main, AJ Tetzlaff, Supercharger, Dave Daniels Cromartie, who also did the sound for the whole thing, Lithium, Back to the Bars, Ed Weiner, Nerds Gone Wild finished out the night, and then they did the Kajita Jam, so that was kind of fun, man.
It was really, really sensational. And Jim, when Back to the Bars led off with their Electric Light Orchestra medley, I was in rapturous mood.
I thought you would really like that. You know, that's that was one of my things I I always request of them, they can always play that. I always like that set from them.
Yeah, they are. Well, you know, everybody who played yesterday was just extraordinarily talented, and it was just such a, it was such a great time, and I hope that all of our listeners also had a good time, whatever they did yesterday, whether it was going to Ellicottville or just hanging out with family and friends. And Jim, again, a happy birthday to you, and your event was absolutely it was unbelievable, and you better make it an annual event, sir.
Yeah.
That was what I wanted Bowerly stock to be.
Yeah, yeah.
But
usually you have to start out a little bit smaller, you know, start out from small and then and grow it, you know.
Well, it was a great time, Jim. You're a great guy, and obviously one of the leading luminaries in Western New York music. You do so much for the local music community and promoting it, and so much for the club owners that it was you saw the turnout. We all love you.
Yeah, that was great too. You know, too. Also, a friend of Gary's, Steve Terror, he did the shirts for us, and who did the logo and everything, and Dennis Ruda. Him and his wife did all those buttons for us from the Button Factory.
They were great. Jim, thank you for the call, and thanks for a great day yesterday, brother.
All right. Thank you, Tom.
All right, I love you, Jim.
I'll see you this weekend.
You bet. Bye-bye. There's Jim Cadrena, who is celebrating 60 years on this earth. He's in the local medical industry.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Bowerly and Bellavia, David is off on duty with the United States Army. Thank you to the folks who showed up Saturday where David Bellavia received the key to the city of Niagara Falls from the mayor of Niagara Falls, and a splendid time was had by all. I was with my mother and my children, and obviously had a family commitment, so I was unable to attend. But those who did, I know you had a wonderful time. Actually, one of the things we did on Saturday with the kids, we wanted to pay our respects to our deceased relatives. So one of the places we went where I have family buried is United German and French Cemetery on Pine Ridge. First of all, let me say that I'm dismayed by the amount of either neglect or vandalism that has taken place at that cemetery. So many stones turned over. I can't believe that they were blown over by the wind. But I was kind of heartbroken to see the condition of some of the stones. But we were driving back from the family plot, and I looked at a sign on the side of the road, and it said, Medal of Honor recipient buried here, words to that effect. And sure enough, and there might be more than one buried there, but the guy we saw was a Medal of Honor winner from, I think, 1865, the Civil War, the Battle of Atlanta. And this guy was serving in a Michigan regiment and basically single-handedly charged a Confederate line and was able to capture battle flags of one or two Confederate regiments and then signal the rest of the guys in his company to come forward to the Confederate lines to help him out. And for that gallantry, he was awarded the Medal of Honor. So while David was receiving the key to the city as a Medal of Honor recipient, in my little way and our own way, my kids, we were honoring a Civil War Medal of Honor recipient laid to rest at United German and French Cemetery in Cheektowaga. But I want to make some calls to figure out, is it vandalism or is it just the natural process? It looked to me like just some really vile vandalism. It was, like I said, it was kind of disheartening. 440 at News Radio 930 WBEN. Now, the cash code word in the 4 o'clock hour, cap, C-A-P, as in what you would wear on your head, a baseball cap, C-A-P, and you text that word to 72881, 72881 for your shot at winning $1,000. Now, I have not had this confirmed by management, but I received a very nice email, tom@wben.com, during the break. Tom, I just wanted to tell you that I won the cash code last week. Linda from East Amherst. So I asked her which word was her winning word, and maybe we'll find out before too long. And I think she's talking about this particular show. And like I said, Entercom owns hundreds of radio stations across the country, and everybody's playing this contest, right? So when we get a winner or two or three every cash code cycle, it's a really good feeling because that means a lot of numbers are coming in from this radio program. And I'm not going to lie, it's kind of a nice feeling, and it's nice to get that money to Western New York. Now, if you are part of the local music scene or lawn fete scene or, you know, putting events together scene and you listen to the first hour of the program, I'm going to move into a different topic area or areas now. But if you were thinking about calling in, you can email me. And if I get good emails, I will read them on the air relative to the question, are there almost too many things to do in Western New York? Are there almost too many things to do now? And if you are in local music, you know, give us your take. My email address, tom@wben.com, tom@wben.com. Oh, the one thing that I want to say, I just want to finish this particular topic with actually two things. Number one, yeah, it would be great to do a local music show with local musicians. I think our sister station already does something like that. But the other thing is, if you are a bar owner or a club owner or whatever, guys, it's 2019. You have to stop the 9 o'clock and the 9:30 start times. That might have worked in 1972. It might have worked in 1983. But take it from me. Not only do the bands despise a 9 or 9:30 start time, people are not staying out as late as they used to stay out, at least not in the burbs, maybe on Chippewa. But typically, most bars empty out about midnight or maybe 12:30 of about, I'd say, 70%, 65 to 70% of their crowd. It's not like the old days where people are out partying until 4 o'clock and you can keep most of the crowd there until 2 in the morning. So there are some clubs around here that have 9 p.m. or 9:30 p.m. start times when they have local music. No good. Your start time should be around 8 o'clock. That seems to be my little survey of local musicians tells me that 8 o'clock or thereabouts is the best start time because you're giving people enough time to get home from work and get cleaned up and chill a little bit and then maybe get out, maybe grab dinner at your place and then watch the live local music. But you start getting into 9 and 9:30, people are busy. People have their Saturdays with errands, with their kids, with things that they need to do. And, you know, it's difficult to go out from 9:30 and spend more than an hour or an hour and a half patronizing your venue because we got other things to do. So I would strongly recommend to club owners and music people that the 8 o'clock start time would be a lot better for you than the 9 o'clock start time or the dreaded 9:30 start time. I have yet to meet a local musician who says, yeah, we get to start at 9:30 at night. No good. All right, 445 at News Radio 930 WBEN. Now, I'm going to need your help on the next topic because I don't know what my opinion should be, and I am of two minds about Columbus Day. I remember, this probably goes back, 10, 15 years ago, It was a Columbus Day, and I came on the air, and I said, yep, it's Columbus Day, one of those fake holidays that we set aside to get a three-day weekend, which really doesn't commemorate all that much because the Vikings were actually the first Europeans to reach the New World. Well, this may surprise you, but that statement, or I'm paraphrasing, my memory is shot, that statement generated 1,000 or 2,000 or 5,000 angry phone calls from people of Italian descent who were very upset with me about calling it kind of a pseudo holiday or whatever terminology I used. I just don't remember. I'm sorry. But I work on Columbus Day, obviously. I don't get an extra day off. Phil is working Columbus Day. Our newsroom, I mean, we've got a whole station here working on Columbus Day. It's not a day off for us. But for a lot of people, Columbus Day is evocative of some very strong emotions, okay? Christopher Columbus, in parts of the Italian-American community, is still revered as a great Italian who did amazing things in terms of the discovery, if you will, of the New World. He is regarded as an icon to many people of Italian descent. The courage that he showed sailing into the unknown, the bravery, the fortitude, the persistency demonstrated by Christopher Columbus is something in which many people of Italian descent take great pride. On the other hand, to be honest about it, Christopher Columbus was not a good guy. Now, we all have a little problem, and I don't know how to resolve that problem. We tend to judge people from other centuries by the standards of the 21st century. You know, Christopher Columbus sailed the ocean blue in 1492. It was a different world. It was different times, and they were ugly times. They were gaudily overdressed and undercivilized. And the Europeans, in many cases, acted like absolute savages against other Europeans, and in fact, against their own countrymen. I mean, a little later, you can look at the history of England and see what the Protestants and the Catholics did to each other after the death of Henry VIII and his little boy. Queen Mary took over and took great pride in roasting Protestants, and then Queen Elizabeth took over, and she took great pride in roasting Catholics. So it was a very ugly time, and human life, I don't think, in the larger sense, was as appreciated as one might say it is today, at least amongst those of us who don't simply wear our pants to cover our tails. Now, in your household and in your mind, I would like to know whether you regard Christopher Columbus as nothing more than a genocidal religious fanatic who imprisoned innocent natives on some of the islands that he visited and was a scourge on the New World, unworthy of being deemed a hero because of the way he treated the natives. Or whether you believe that for the aforementioned reasons of fortitude, persistency, bravery, discovery, Christopher Columbus is in fact a hero worthy of a holiday. Are we wrong to pay homage to Christopher Columbus? This topic comes up every year around the country. Columbus's statues are desecrated by people who are, and again, I don't know the answer to the conundrum of judging somebody from 1492 by hopefully our more advanced standards of 2019. So are you somebody who says Christopher Columbus is a hero, or are you somebody who believes that Christopher Columbus should not be honored because of genocide and because of taking people into slavery, into bondage, who were just natives going about their own business on their own island in the Caribbean? And one of the things, too, that you have to understand about Americans of Italian descent, Italians at one point, but for a extended period of time in our history in the late 1800s, all the way through almost the modern era, were mightily denigrated by WASPy America. Italians were thought to be a criminal class. If you were Italian, you were a member of the mafia. You were a member of some secret society. And it was a very biased and prejudiced view of Italians and Italian Americans held in media, in entertainment, in popular culture, in the news of the day. And one of the worst mass lynchings in American history took place in New Orleans after the police chief down there, Hennessy, was killed. And in his last words, when they asked who shot him, he said, well, he used a slang, but he said the Italians did it. And I think it was quite a few Italian Americans were tried and they were acquitted in the murder. But then after their acquittal, a mob of thousands gathered outside the prison in New Orleans, burst into the prison and shot and hanged people who'd been found innocent in a court of law. So Italian Americans have long been very, very sensitive about people recognizing the vast contributions of Italian Americans to American life. And you know, Phil, I gave you a piece of audio, and this was actually brought up on The Sopranos way back when.
Did you know that an Italian invented the telephone?
Alexander Graham Bell was Italian.
You see what I'm talking? Antonio Meucci invented the telephone, and he got robbed. Everybody knows that.
And the fact is, Antonio Meucci may very well have invented the telephone and may very well have been robbed. And great Italians like Enrico Fermi, one of the early atomic scientists. I mean, the contributions of Italian Americans in the United States only in recent years have been recognized for what they are. But is Christopher Columbus still an appropriate icon to commemorate Italian Americans? Or was he nothing more than somebody who was driven by the love of gold, the desire to forcibly convert people to Catholicism and Christianity, or other bad motives? Christopher Columbus, in your household, is he a hero or is he a villain? And I don't know what to think. I've heard good arguments on both sides.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.